I love to hear the roar of the furnaces, the dull thump of the forge, the clatter of the rolling mill, and the swing and crash of the wrecking ball. Sometimes, before I take my breakfast at 5, I come here, to the bridge above the burn, listen to the sound of the men working night shift as the sky above lights up, bright. Yes, you can see this place for miles. My name is John Wilson, owner of Wilson Town Ironworks. It may be hard to believe, but 30 years ago, on this very spot, all there was moorland, a burn, and my family estate on which Kluch House still stands. Although it is remote, my family and I have always found this place splendid in its isolation. And it was when my two brothers, Robert and William, were out shooting on the moors that they spotted something glinting in the burn. William picked it up, turned it over in his hand, and he said, "I think it's ironstone." He sent it to me in London for testing, and I confirmed that the quality was top rate. We also unearthed coal and limestone in abundance. Wanting no one else to profit from this discovery but our good selves, we decided to build an ironworks, the first in Lanarkshire. We had our critics, of course. "What do you know of iron?" "A little," we would say. "But we are willing to risk all we have in order to find out more. I am a successful merchant. I know how to turn a profit. You must invest if you want to reap." And so, as well as buying the best in new engines and machinery and hammers for the ironworks, I built this workers' village here, with 450 houses, a school, a company shop, a bakery, and a pub. Our output has doubled. We now produce about 40 tons of iron a week that we make into iron bars, boilerplates, cannonballs, nail rods, in fact, anything a client wishes, and send them by ship around the globe. But our family's journey to this point to, where are we now, 1807, has not been a happy one. First we parted ways with Robert, and then William, always more cautious than I, disagreed with my plans for expansion. And so I bought him out and took the company over with my sons. It's true that sometimes my initial optimism wanes. We are in debt. Over £60,000 at the last calculation. The price of iron has dropped worldwide, and it's harder and harder to balance the books. But I am a man of this age, and this is an age of enterprise and investment, of enlightenment and risk. And there's one thing I know for sure. The world will always need iron for railways, for shipping, for industry. And with a bit of luck and a lot of hard graft, iron pulled out of the Lanarkshire earth and forged right here at Wilson Town will provide it. To think that only 30 years ago, there was nothing here.